Now we say hello to the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Craig Conroy is with us here in the Hot Stove Lounge. You got Todd an extra pick. You got the group an extra pick with that. You almost caught us off guard. We just realized it in time that you got the extra one there.
You know, we were coming in the seventh round. Todd probably just mentioned it, but you know what? One thing I did, I think it was after the fourth round, challenged the guys like, hey, if you want a player and if you feel passionate about it, we need to know. And we really did get right down to the end, and there was we had a Swede and a Russian, and they were both fighting for their guys. And, you know, I looked at Todd, and Todd said, it'd be nice to get another pick, and then we could get them both, Craig. I said, okay, let me, you know, if I make a call here, and, you know, it was Steve Yzerman in Detroit was like, okay, we'll take your pick next year. And, you know, we got it in. So, you know, that's what's going on. And I think he might have mentioned it. It was nice to be able to kind of sit in a room and really – hear guys get passionate about players and say, I want this guy. When you're at the table, it's a little more difficult. They got to walk down.
Yeah.
You can't really talk up. But today it was, yeah, there was some passion and some pounding the tables for guys. So it's definitely, you know, that part of it was fun. Still like it the old way, though.
Okay. Good to know. And maybe next year it'll be back to the old way. Can you confirm, by the way, the NHL has Matveko listed at 6'1", 150. Those are not Vickers just gave me a tip. I didn't hear any of your news conference. Yeah. I was talking to Todd. So those are not correct measurements?
No, those are I asked, you know, because we looked at it, but when I talked to Dennis, he says he's 6'3", 6'4". You know, closer to 200, you know, he goes right around 200 pounds. So I thought, oh, okay, so these are just earlier ones. He said, yeah, those are wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he, you know, we'll get an official one here soon, but yeah, he's much bigger than that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah. That's a significant, that's a significant variance between the two things that you're listing. How do you feel about the draft class? How do you feel about the 2 days and how they went? We talked after Friday's two picks. You got the two centers. You had another one and six more players on Saturday. Just how do you feel about draft weekend?
Very excited. I mean, I think we touched, you know, if I had a going into the draft, you know, we've talked lots about maybe the lack of centers as a whole in our organization. You know, we do have a few, but now I feel like, okay, now we've stockpiled quite a few centers to help as this thing moves forward. We're going to have a lot of options. And again, centers can always move over and play the wing. But for us right now, we want to keep all these guys as a center because it's so hard to find centers.
You said on Thursday, you reiterated after the first round on Friday, like you weren't forcing centers, but it worked. I mean, it was a center rich draft and you were able to exploit that, weren't you?
Well, it was. I mean, I think that was a thing when just the way the list came out and the way things fell, it could have went either way, but it seemed like the pick before, okay, a defenseman went or a winger went and it worked out really well for us. So in the end, I couldn't have been happier with the positions we got. I mean, and then we took, you know, with Maceo, a big, heavy, hard throwback defender, you know.
Like, when I saw that, I was 6'6", 235 and at 18.
And he's all of that. Like, so, you know, and I feel so bad because I actually missed the interview. I was meeting with an agent and I missed the interview when he came in. But when I got back, I could tell the guys were all pretty impressed by what they heard and what they saw. And I even Jim Cummins is a pretty big man, and he goes, oh, his handshake, yep. He goes, I had to give him one on the way back out because he said he's this big, strong young man.
Well, when Vix and I both, we talked to him a little earlier, we're both like, whoa, that's not an 18-year-old. That seems like a gentleman far older than 18.
Oh yeah, he's you know, and that's what I said. I said, you know, I think people always think when you have players on your team, you need all different types of players. And I think he's one of those players. When he's on the ice, people are going to be very comfortable and brave out there because that's one thing. He's going to stick up for his teammates. He's going to be in there, and he's a physical force, you know. And he's not – he can be mean. You know, that's what they said. Mm-hmm. You know, like he's not a gentle giant out there. He can be a mean, hard player. And – when you hear that, you don't see it much and you don't hear it much. So you're like, you know, those guys are hard to play against. You got to keep your head up. And when you're 6'6", 250, you know, and can move, you know, it doesn't take much to. And you saw the playoffs. I mean, look how big the Florida Panthers D were and what they do. I mean, that's what we're looking for. And we have a lot of skilled defensemen. So to kind of match them up, it seemed like a perfect fit for us.
Okay. There was lots of movement in and around teams moving up, teams moving down, those types of things. We saw a couple of trades made on day two. Just what was in terms of that type of stuff, the buzz around the league, when you're calling other GMs and whether you're trying to move up or other conversations that you're having, like how busy was it out there around the league this weekend?
Very busy. Lots of calls, lots of texts, lots of interaction, probably more so than even when we're, and I don't know if it's because maybe we're not all together where we could just quickly talk, but it felt like it was much busier this week. It felt like there was a lot of movement. You saw the trades for picks up and down. It felt like it took forever, but yeah. You know, it was definitely, and we did it right at the end. So people were probably not happy with us, but we wanted the players. So, you know, we were like, we're spending all this time. We're going to finish off the way we want.
Were you close to anything today? Like, were you trying to move up or anything like that? Anything closer that you were discussing?
Yeah, I tried early in the day to see if we could move up again. And, you know, I think teams, just especially early in the second, they really liked the players that they were picking. So, you know, and we were very comfortable in the range we were at, too. So we were okay. But we were aggressive to try to move up, and it just didn't seem to work out.
Okay, so that is the draft weekend stuff, and you bring 8 new players into the organization. Craig Conroy, GM of the Flames, is with us. You also get a big piece of business done with Kevin Ball as his 6-year contract extension is finalized on this Saturday. 6 years, just over $31 million, 5.35 on the AAV. Tell us about why this made so much sense for the organization.
Well, I think, you know, when we made the trade last year, Kevin was a big part of it. I know maybe a lot of Flames fans didn't really know what exactly they were getting Kevin Ball, but, you know, once he got here, you know, the size, the way he defends, he's hard. He's a great teammate out there for us, too. I mean, he protects guys. He's hard to play against, you know, and he was a great partner for Rasmus. So to kind of put those two together, and when you could see when he got hurt in the Minnesota game, it was a big loss for us.
You could feel the loss.
Yeah,
right?
You could feel the loss. You know, it just, he can play big minutes. He just does so many things well for us. He kills penalties. He does all of that stuff, playing against top players. So I think for us to get him locked up, and he's young. He's only been, you know, really in the league a few years. So he's only going to get better in our evaluation. So we're really happy that we know, hey, Kevin's going to be here for 6 years. His family's going to be here. They like it. I mean, he's still here right now. You know, he came down today to sign the contract. So, you know, he loves being in Calgary, wants to be here long term. And that was, again, nice to hear from their side.
A 6-year term, you have to be pretty comfortable about the player that you've got. I know that it felt like somewhere in that 5-6 range was always where this might end up, even going back to earlier in the season. What made the organization confident enough to commit 6 years to a player that's only been here for one season?
Yeah, we just, what he is. I mean, obviously we saw him live one season, but the person he is too, you know, the commitment he has, the work ethic he has in the gym, you know, that's one thing when they're here in the summer, you can see what he's doing, how hard he's working. And I don't know if you saw him today here when you're at the Dome, but he looks much bigger than he did even a month ago.
He stopped in here. You would have been thrilled with what he was talking about. He's like, yeah, I signed the 6-year deal, but now I've got pressure. I got to be even better. I'm going to work even harder this summer. Like he was like, you should see his eyes when he's talking about it. Like, he is a committed young man.
Oh yeah, he's dialed in. I mean, he really wants to be here, wants to win, and believes in the group. And that's the best part. I think same thing with Matty Coronado. I think as we go through, these guys all believe in each other and feel like, hey, we're gonna do this. No matter who's here, we wanna be here, we're having fun. There's a new building coming, which is exciting for everybody, and we're pushing. I mean, obviously very disappointed, 96 points. You're right there. You need one more win, or what? That's very frustrating because I thought those guys did such an amazing job all year to fall short. But you know what? For me to hear that he's going to put that effort in, it's going to make us better as a team, and he's going to push everybody else forward.
Pretty once the conversations began with the ball camp, did it progress pretty quickly?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it felt like for a while we didn't talk at all, and then it kind of heated up, and then probably from the combine on.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave Gagne, his agent, is up in Ontario, so he came down, met with Dave Nonis, and then things started to roll there. So, and then it just came together, and it was all done. So. Nice to be done and then move on now.
And I guess the two remaining big RFA names would be Morgan Frost, Connor Zeri that you still need to figure out. And any update as to where those are right now?
You know what? I think we're talking to both. So we've reached out to both. And we're going to try to get those done also. I mean, they're restricted, and I think it's just been a real hectic time.
Yeah. There's not as much of a time crunch, right?
No. So, you know, we'd love to get everybody done early and get business, and then, you know, when free agency comes, we can kind of focus in on that. But with that said, now we're down to a couple guys, and we think it'll get done soon.
Okay. Yeah. Are you a pretty good idea as to what you're looking like going into free agency? Who's going to hit the market? Who's not going to hit the market? A pretty good idea now, a couple days away?
I don't know. It seems like guys signed every day now. So yeah. They're coming off the board as we speak, probably. But, you know, that's what you're paying attention to. Who fits and who would be a right type of person we need here moving forward. So, you know, again, we want the right guys to come in and help us take this thing to the next level. So, you know, we'll look at all our options. We definitely have money, the ability to spend the money, but we want to spend it smartly and do it. So when all our young guys and everybody are kind of peaking, you know, these guys are a big part of it too, that we bring in.
I go back to when you wrapped up the season in April, you talked about how in free agency, it's like, hey, we're going to have a list, but we're not going to take number 10 on our list just because we felt like we needed to get that guy. How kind of targeted and judicious are you going to be with your free agent decisions come Tuesday?
Very. You know, we're not just going to take a player to take a player. If we feel there's a player that's open to coming, I mean, that's the first thing. Who's willing to come? And then, okay, how much is it going to cost? And if that makes sense, then I think, you know, we're all in. But we're just not going to just take a player, like I said, to have a player. You know, there are some good young players coming, so we're going to need to leave some spots. But we have a lot of guys under contract already.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty full.
So the pending UFAs that you have, do you have a pretty good idea as to what that looks like? And I guess the one that we're all kind of curious about still is Dan Vladar. Has anything changed even from Thursday to where we are on Saturday, and that contract's on the table and you're waiting?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah?
It's, you know, and obviously we've been very busy. So, you know, that's a little bit on the back burner, but the exact same. Contract was offered and was there, and then we'll see. But it's his right to make that decision.
And still the same, Joel Hanley, Mantha Rooney, probably all going to hit the market, but you can always circle back to if you need to.
Exactly. I mean, the guys did a great job for us. I think we're going to see, you know, they're going to see what's out there. We're going to see what's out there. But, you know, I would never close the door on anybody, because you just never know. You never know how it's going to go and what you feel like you might need.
And then QO on Monday? And I'm not asking you to tell us who you're going to and not going to, but are those decisions already made?
Already made.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Already made.
So you're pretty much ready to go into Tuesday.
Yeah,
then.
You know, you want to take care of all that. Mike Burke does an amazing job. He gets all that organized. We go through all the players, the QOs. So, you know, it's better to get ahead of it than not. So, yeah, we've got all that done. And then, now we can. I get the pro guys coming in. I'll give them the day off tomorrow. It's been a long week. And then, you know, we'll all be here Monday morning and then get ready.
And then you got free agency Tuesday, and then development camp starts Wednesday?
It's busy. Yeah, there's it's amazing how it just feels like the season's over, but you have the combine and then – it's boom, 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 boom. There's really no, there's no time off.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, so now what for you? You don't have like a draft party or anything now, because the players aren't, you're not all in the same city. So now what happens between here and Monday? Do you get a Sunday off, or are you in the office tomorrow?
We're going to take the staff out tonight to have a little our own draft party for the staff. A thank you for all the hard work. I mean, these guys spend late nights driving, the time away they are from their family. Like, so for us to kind of have something tonight for them to say thank you for all the hard work and thank you for the draft. And, okay, let's get ready. We got tournaments coming up, and we got to get watching players again. But to thank them, we're going to have a little party tonight.
Okay. Well, congratulations on a successful weekend, and thanks for always for the time. I'm sure we'll talk to you on Tuesday. But thanks as always, Connie.
Okay, Pat. Thanks so much.